SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A redistricting measure in Virginia may have long-reaching effect on the makeup of Congress.
One voter in Alexandria, Matt Wallace, said he was resigned to the fact that in the current environment, it is a standard of by any means necessary to fight back.
I think that the redistricting issue across the country is unfortunate that we've had to resort to temporary redistricting.
Those that opposed it, like Joanna Miller, focused solely on Virginia and not the rest of the country and talked about how it will disenfranchise them.
I think that the effort this fall is not in good faith, and so I voted against the redistricting because I want my vote to count in a fair way.
Another test is coming in just a week in Florida, where similar discussions are underway that could swing toward Republicans. I'm Gary Fields.
President Trump announcing a deal with another drug maker to lower its pharmaceutical prices. We have more on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president is touting Regeneron's decision to make its products more affordable to American patients.
It's agreed to offer their prescription medications at heavily discounted most favored nation prices.
The deal involves Regeneron lowering the prices of current and all future drugs on Medicaid. It also involves selling a cholesterol drug on the White House's discounted drug website. Greg Clugston, Washington.
HBO Max, CBS, CNN may all be placed under the control of the upstart Paramount Skydance soon. That's because shareholders of Warner Brothers Discovery approving an $81 billion sale of the company Thursday. The deal, including debt, is valued at nearly $111 billion. National Transportation Safety Board says all new school buses should be equipped with alcohol detection systems to ensure drivers haven't been drinking. This is SRN News. Now, the Trump administration issuing a warning. Here's Michael Harrington.
Four Kansas school districts have enacted transgender policies that the Department of Education says violate federal law, putting the schools at risk of losing government funding. Some of the Kansas districts are allowing boys to use girls' bathrooms and locker rooms, or letting boys play on girls' sports teams. Others are allowing children to live as the opposite sex in class without notifying their parents. Michael Harrington reporting.
Marathon Public Bible Reading Event continues in Washington through Saturday. America Reads the Bible being live-streamed from the Museum of the Bible. And Tuesday featured President Trump reading a passage from Chronicles. Other participants include GOP politicians and evangelical leaders. The event, organized by Christians Engaged and part of a larger project connecting America's 250th birthday with the Christian vision. SRN News. At least one person has been killed, five others wounded, that in a shooting at the Mall of Louisiana in Baton Rouge. Authorities say the shooting appears to have occurred after two groups of people got into an argument at the food court.
We are still asking for all of the help from the community, any videos that you have, cell phone videos, Crime Stoppers tips, please keep them coming in. Keep these families in your prayers, especially the deceased victim. I can also report right now that we have five suspects in custody.
That is Police Chief T.J. Morse. For the first time as president, Donald Trump plans to attend the annual White House Correspondents Association dinner in Washington this weekend. Some critics can't believe the reporters would invite a president who has battled with the media. Some journalists, though, have attended the dinner, say it does pay dividends for the jobs. More details, srnnews.com.